We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls track and field. Tri-Center seems to have a pretty strong team this year. We'll talk to one of their leaders, Senior Quincy Schneckloth, with us here on KSOM. And Quincy, how do you feel like your track and field season is going so far?
I feel like it's going pretty good. We expected to have a strong team this year after the way we performed last year, and I feel like we've just been improving even more since then. So I'm really excited about how we've been doing so far.
So talk about last year. What worked well for the team a year ago?
Yeah, I feel like we have a very versatile team. Like, we can put a lot of people in a lot of different events. And so, like, once it came to state qualifier, state, we had a lot of options and opportunities to get us into state.
And you feel like it's the same this year, then?
Yes.
Yeah. So where do you feel like some of the strengths, I mean, give me a little detail about this team and what they're all about and how it's kind of come together for everybody.
Yeah. On the sprinter side, we have Tess Casey, Caitlin Kojal, Lucy Elsner, Zoe and Josie Payne, Abby Kilpak. I mean, they all can go in any of our relays. And then distance, we have Issa Van Arsdal, Reese Dittmer, Addison Bowden. I mean, we just have so many girls that fill their roles on the team, and they perform how we need them to every race.
Yeah. You're in the 400 hurdles. That seems to be your best event. I mean, you also do the 100 hurdles and some others. Why the 400 hurdles? Why do you seem to be pretty good in that event?
For the past few years, I've done 800s a lot, and my coach always tells me a 400 hurdles takes the same effort as an 800. So I think just having that endurance of distance really helps me run that. And I started doing hurdles my freshman year, and I really enjoyed them. So I thought I'd give 400 hurdles a try too. And I have a love-hate relationship with the race, but I really enjoy doing it.
Explain that, a love-hate relationship with it.
It's definitely one of the harder races on the track. It's really tiring at times.
Yeah. I've always said that it's the hardest race, I think, for high schoolers to run. Some people believe 400 is hard because you got to run a sprint for 400. Imagine doing a 400 with hurdles.
Yeah.
Explain how the progress has been for you and how you've continued to try to improve in that particular race.
Yeah, our coach, Shelley Sorensen, she is really knowledgeable on the hurdles, and she has a ton of good drills for us to do. So I've been working on my form a lot more since last season, and I think that's what's really helped me bring my time down. I think that's the biggest area to improve on, is getting over the hurdles more than in between the hurdles.
And you're at 108.15 right now, which ranks eighth among Class 2A runners, so that would put you barely on the medal stand. What do you need to do to, you mentioned a little bit about that, you feel like you got more in your tank, you feel like there's a number you want to hit in terms of time?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get under that 108 mark soon, maybe under 107 by the end of this season. Just continuing to put in that work.
Right. And how about the 100 hurdles? So do you pay as much attention to that? What's your thought process on that event?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. I mean, we do the same drills for it, but just trying to get the three-step down is the hardest part for getting over all 10 hurdles. So that's been the main focus.
One would think that the 100 hurdles is a breeze compared to the 400 hurdles, but how would you compare the different challenges there?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of difference. Jumping over the high hurdles for the 100 makes the low hurdles for the 400 seem like nothing. But also just the shorter distance, I mean, makes it feel so much easier.
And how about the shuttle hurdle relay? Talk about that and how that's been working for you and your team.
Yeah, after state last year, we were pretty excited to see what we could do this year. And after running a time to get us into Drake relays last night, we're pretty pumped about that. We've just been working on hurdles almost every single day at practice and doing those drills by, from Coach Sorensen. So we're really excited to see how we do next weekend and how we can do in the rest of the season.
So you, so where do you, where is your shuttle hurdle team currently ranked right now? You're, oh, I see it right now. You're ranked 13th. So you just got, you got in there, top 16, get in for the shuttle hurdle. What, what's that like for you and that team to get that opportunity to run at Drake?
It's super exciting because last season, before state, Zoe Payne got hurt. So we couldn't, Abby filled in her space, but we couldn't run how we were hoping to, but now having everyone back and healthy this year, we're super excited to be running as a team together.
So talk about the rest of your teammates, each one of them, and you know, how they contribute there on that relay.
Yeah, Layla Meter, she has been three-stepping since she was a freshman. She makes it look so easy. And Zoe Payne and Avi Kilpak, they are both so quick over the hurdles, and just the support from everyone, it just, it makes running the shuttle fun more than seeming like a nerve-wracking track race.
So everybody relaxes one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. And so right now you rank third as a team in 2A. And so Trainer and Cascade, I mean, is it going to be kind of interesting, the competition there, once you, you know, assuming everything goes well and you get to state?
Yeah. Trainer's in our conference, obviously, and we haven't had the opportunity to race against them a ton, but I think they're a good team to keep our eye on and use them to push ourselves.
That'll be one heck of a race at the Western Iowa Conference meet in a few weeks, right?
And yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a, that'll be a great, that'll be a good race, one to watch for that. What do you like best, Quincy, about track and field?
I just like the environment of it. It's a lot different than other sports because it's a team sport, but it, there's also a lot of individual things about it too. So just like competing against yourself and then also doing what's best for you, but also for the team. It makes it just a fun environment.
Yeah. And how many other sports do you play at Tri-Center?
Three.
Okay. So I know you play basketball. So basketball, track and field. What are the other ones?
Cross country and soccer.
Okay. So you're doing soccer right now?
Yes.
Okay. So you're dual sporting. Let's talk a little about that. I mean, how has the soccer team been so far?
Pretty good. We are undefeated at the moment. We've had two tied games, I believe, but we're having a pretty good start to our season.
Well, if you're undefeated, I would say that's a pretty good start to the season. What position do you play on the soccer team?
Usually striker, sometimes in the midfield.
And so what do you feel like the strengths of your team is? You know, why are you off to such a good start with soccer right now?
I think we just, we have a really good defensive line, so they really help protect our backside of the field, but they also do a good job moving the ball up, and our midfield does really good distributing the ball to our forwards, and I think we just are connecting and communicating really well.
Yeah, well, I just looked up your stats. You're leading the team in scoring with 6 goals, so you're doing something right. You're leading the track and field team. You're leading the soccer team. What's that like, just dual sporting this spring and keeping so busy like that?
Yeah, it's hard at times for sure, but just finding the balance between both sports to make sure I'm not overworking myself, and it's just fun to do both and have the diversity of both teams.
Have the schedules worked out where you're, you know, not where you haven't missed much so far this year?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Have you, I mean, has there been any, or is there going to be any conflicts, you know, between track meets and soccer matches coming up, or?
Yeah, next week actually is the worst of the conflicts because we have both a track meet and a soccer game on Tuesday and Friday.
So do you have to pick one over the other, right? Do you, and that has to be set ahead of time. So which one do you pick first?
I usually pick track.
Usually. So are you going to do track then both times next week?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Okay. So, I mean, what do you like best about playing soccer?
I just really like the sport. I mean, I've done it since I was a little girl in second grade, and just being able to be with my friends on the field, it's fun.
So you're a senior. What have you thought about, or I'm sure you've made any decisions about what you're going to do after you graduate?
Yeah, I'm not playing sports after, but I'm going to Drake University to study pre-pharmacy.
Okay, why become a pharmacist?
Last March-ish, I went on a medical mission trip with one of my friend's moms, and we worked in a medical clinic, and I helped her. She is a pharmacist, and I helped her in the pharmacy, and I thought it was a lot of fun, so I shadowed her at her job, and I decided that I wanted to be a pharmacist.
Okay, cool. Awesome. What? How long does it take to be I don't know, officially certified or whatever to become a pharmacist?
I think it'll be 6 years.
Okay, so 4 years at a regular school and maybe two more years after that.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And so you're going to Drake. Awesome. So this is like this spring is kind of like your swan song with athletics, right? I mean, so what would you say your goals between track and field and soccer and what and how you like to go out?
Yeah, I'm just hoping for soccer we can just keep having a good season like we have been, maybe looking to postseason, getting a few wins or getting to state. And for track, I hope to get to state in some of my events too, maybe get a few medals. Hopefully our team can perform well at state too.
Absolutely. Well, your track team has won 3 meets so far. Your soccer team just keeps winning games. Right now, looks like, like I said, undefeated, a couple of ties in there, but so far a great start. You know, how can you sum up the experiences here at Tri-Center High School for you and what memories you're going to take with maybe a couple of more memories to come?
Yeah, I just think that our school just makes sure that everyone like has the best experience with their sports. Our coaches prioritize like all of the athletes, and the environment of all of our sports is just great. It's really enjoyable to be with teammates and friends and coaches.
Awesome. Well, Quincy, really appreciate your time. Glad to talk to you about of what has been a busy spring. I'm glad you could squeeze me in between all the events that you're doing. And certainly wish you the best of luck in both track and field and soccer. And thanks so much.
Thank you.
Quincy Sneckloth, Senior at Tri-Center, joining us here on KSOM.